This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
All right, we are back. And Michael Mata in the house with a super chat.
Wow.
Recent research has shown.
Super chat.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. You need to forget about all the normal rules that apply in society.
Wasted no time.
Super chat. I thought it was really, 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 really cool.
You should all be very proud of yourself.
I have no response.
Super chat.
That was perfect.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you, Michael, as always, chiming in on the Super Chat. Thank you all, always, for supporting us every way that you do. Michael says, what up, O? Have you seen Paul McCartney live? I've seen him three times, twice at Dodger Stadium and once at the Key Arena. All three shows were just amazing. Michael, I have seen McCartney a couple times myself, and I am with you. Amazing concerts as always, because the Beatles, the solo stuff, the Wings, everything that he's done over the years. And I'm one of those guys that I love the Beatles, don't get me wrong, but I'm not one of those guys that hates on Paul McCartney and Wings. I actually really enjoy that era and enjoy all that music, and then enjoy a lot of the solo stuff he did.
Band on the Run, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right?
Please. Yeah, man. Yeah. So many good songs coming up and everything with Wings. I personally would have loved to have seen a Paul McCartney and Wings show. I think that would have been really freaking cool if I had that opportunity to see them together. That would have been that's one of my regrets right there, Michael. Obviously, I didn't see the Beatles, but I've seen Paul McCartney solo. I really would have liked to have seen Paul McCartney in Wings, because I really enjoyed that era. I know it's a little bit more poppy than the Beatles, but to me, the Beatles are still kind of rock and pop anyway, to a certain extent. Considering, you know, the hard rock and the metal that I listen to now, it's just, you know, I could never look at that stuff as hard. You know what I'm saying? But for that time, it was, obviously. So, yeah, I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan. So, yes. And I, even to this day, if you get a chance to go see Paul McCartney, go see him, because he still sounds fantastic. And he's just tied to so many historic songs. And that's the thing, that when you listen to Paul, you walk away like, wow, man, I just saw a slice of music history right there because of everything that he's tied to. So, yes, I have seen Paul McCartney, and I would suggest to anybody that has never seen him, go. You will definitely enjoy it. People want to feel it's okay. And with the White House pushing this over the agenda crazy, you should see how Nebraska, North Dakota, OKC are just blowing up sad. Still more deaths coming, Tommy and Hialeah. Yeah, no, there are certain states in the South, you know, Georgia, I think it's Alabama. There's a couple of states in the South now that are seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. And look, I get we have to get open again. I understand this. But the problem is we don't have – everybody is not responsible enough to do it the right way. And that's the problem, you know. And when you've got people that are all bunched up in Daytona and somebody's making it rain, that's not going to help you. You know what I mean? And when you go to the Ozarks and there's hundreds of people in a pool, that's not going to help. If you're not going to maintain social distancing, if you're not going to wear a mask around other people, then that's going to put you in a really difficult position in order to get over this thing so we can actually kill the curve on this. And we were doing it because we were mostly home. And having said all that, we still found out about people that were holding parties and doing things secretly. And we were still keeping the numbers down. But now when you open it up, see, the problem is we have this perception that we have people think that we're trying to take your rights away. We're not trying to take anybody's rights away. We're just trying to save people's lives. That's all we're trying to do. So that way, when the pandemic is over, it's not like anybody took away your freedoms. You're back out again. I laugh at the people that tell me, well, you got to have your fun. Man, if we're at home for 2-3 months, you're going to live for 60 plus years. So if 3 months out of your entire life is ruined because you're home, which I don't really think it's ruined, I think you could do a lot of productive things at home and enjoy your family, enjoy time, and be safe. I think it's pretty productive. But okay, how many times do you need to go to a club? How many times do you have to go to a football game, a baseball game, a concert? What, you can be without that for 3 months. You'll have the rest of your life to go to concerts. You have the rest of your life to go to clubs and parties and everything else. Nobody's taking anybody's rights away. You know, it's just, it's really weird, man. It's just a tough situation that we're in, and we are going to create, we're going to expand the first wave is what we're doing. You know what I mean? What this coronavirus thing is, at least what I think it is, it's a big-ass tsunami that came at us, right, from an earthquake. And then we've had tremors after that earthquake, right? And then there's kind of like a follow-up quake. You know how there are follow-up quakes all the time? Like Puerto Rico's had like 15 quakes in the last, like, you know, couple months. That kind of stuff. And we're just getting like another quake and another tsunami wave and another tsunami. And I think that's what's going to end up happening. Because they open it up, but instead of opening it up and being responsible, we're opening it up and being completely irresponsible. And this is what we're going to get. We're just going to expand this wave once again. That's all. It is saving lives, but it's also taking freedoms. Not saying I'm against it temporarily, but it is what it is. I believe social distancing. I've been doing social distancing for 15 years now, LOL. There is no freedoms. They're not taking away any freedoms. By telling you to stay away from people and stay home, nobody's taking any freedoms away from you. That's the problem. There's this thing like, I don't know, man, it's... Nobody's doing anything. We're just trying to kill a pandemic, not kill people. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to, oh, we want to limit you at home. We want to take your guns away. We want to take away your voice. You can't say this. You can't say that. Give me a break, dude. Nobody's doing that. It has nothing to do with that. It's not like, well, now that the pandemic is over, now we want you all to stay home and never come to work and never do anything again and just be, you know, vegetables at home. No, nobody's saying that. All we're saying is stay home, stay away from people, let's kill this thing so we could get back to our lives again of enjoying all our normal freedoms. But no, I got to enjoy my freedom. I got to go to a pool with 400 other people. Come on, man. You all understand that testing is being done so much more than it was earlier, so naturally numbers are going to go up. The true number that matters is the actual hospital admissions and death. Exactly. Exactly. And hopefully we can keep that down. That's what we need. But you kind of, you, as you see things develop and as more and more people are going out and more people are on top of each other, then you know what the end result is going to be. More people are going to get sick, and then it's going to lead to more serious illness, and then it's going to lead to more serious death, and then the death rate starts to go up again. And that, you're already starting to see in some states, there's starting to be a little bit of an uptick. And then, you know, they want to downplay it. They'll stop downplaying it until the deaths. When the deaths come, then that's when they, oh, well, wait a minute. Big O, I hate to make this a political thing, but you know who people are saying what we are taking their rights away. You know who. I get that. It's funny because even with our president, he's the first one that wants to get it opened. And I agree with him, actually, to a certain extent. Right? But then a lot of the people that maybe believe in some of the things the president believes in, they think their rights are being taken away. Meanwhile, the president is now going after Twitter because Twitter is doing something objectively. And anything that might censor him, now he wants to control it. Interesting. Speaking of rights. It's an interesting time, ladies and gentlemen. Someone reminded me of all the people who protested seatbelt laws back in the day. History is on the side of those of us who tried to protect people's lives. Oh, yeah? Yeah, there you go. Right? Idiots like complaining about the seatbelt. Oh, it restrains me or whatever.
You know what's my favorite bumper sticker during that time?
What?
When you buckle up, Bundy, I'll buckle up.
Right.
You remember that?
It's crazy, dude. Crazy. Nobody's restricting your rights by telling you to wear a seatbelt. Nobody's telling you to take your rights away because they are asking you, you know what? Stay home, stay away from people. But it's just the fanatics are on both sides. That's why I'm not a Democrat. That's why I'm not a Republican. Because you have these fanatical, crazy-ass Democrats. You have these fanatical Republicans. And that's what ruins both sides. It's that fanatical approach to everything. And notice it.
Moderation is the key? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I think both parties are fine, actually, because I don't care about either party. I don't follow either party. But I think both parties have a lot of positives, and then they have their negatives. And then I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans could actually figure some things out, but the extremes are the ones that ruin everything. And that's kind of what it is. That's what I see, because I don't care about either side. I don't lean to either side. You know what I mean? So to me, it's a lot easier to look at the negatives of both and even the positives of both. You know? But that's the problem here. Too many people pick a side, and then they're, you know, instead of just picking the common sense side, not the political side, who cares about the political side? Do what's right. That's it. I don't know. Instead of, I'm a party zombie. I'm going to do whatever my Democratic Party says. I'm going to do whatever my Republican Party says. You know what I mean? It's like, give me a break. It's the same thing I tell anybody that I have this discussion with, because when I have it with a Democrat, they think I'm a Republican. When I have it with a Republican, they think I'm a Democrat. And then when I look at both of them, I say, if either of you think you have actually a good candidate, you're a fool. That's all. Pretty simple, because nobody's got a good candidate. I haven't voted for one on either side in a long, long time that's any good. So knock yourselves out. You guys can argue on each side. Both sides are all screwed up completely. Oh, the first wave of Corona has helped me to get my bucket list. 1, watch the Finns beat the Bears on Monday night 100 times. 2, touch my toes once. 3, get rid of my Xmas tree. My man, Dougie Fresh, you still got your Xmas tree? Damn, that thing's dried up by now. That's a fire hazard at this point. Big time fire hazard.
Be like the guy in Better Off Dead and just put on the roof of your car, right?
Right, yeah, definitely. Yes. Tommy Italian 305 for Life says, why can't we all just be smarter and have a little common sense? That's it, man. Game Over 954 says, I'm just saying, don't pretend they aren't suspending rights. They are. They may be for good reason, but they are doing it. They're not suspending rights. We're trying to protect lives. Why do you have to take it so personal? I don't feel like my rights are being violated because I'm home. Why? That's ridiculous. That's the extremist right there. It's not about rights. It's about lives. That's the extreme thinking that I'm talking about right there. That's ridiculous thinking that way. If they were making you stay home permanently, that's different. They're not telling you, okay, we live in a communist state. No, they're just telling you, hey, stay home so we can stay away from each other. And look at the numbers. They went drastically down. And now we put people back out on the street. We see them starting to tick up again. There's a reason. It's not a rights thing. It's a life thing. Man. Man of 1,005 holes goes, this is why it's hard for me to vote this year. No candidate looks promising on either side. Brother, that's what I am every 4 years. You know? I'm in Bergen County, New Jersey, just across the river from New York City. It was real bad here. My sister-in-law is an ER nurse. She said things are back to normal. Time to systematically and responsibly open up. Exactly. Exactly. I don't mind opening. I want to open up. I'm with the president on opening up. Where I'm not with the people, because it has nothing to do with Trump or any politician, I'm not with the idiots in the Ozarks. Okay? That's what I'm not for. You enjoy your freedoms, dude. Get out there. Go to the supermarket. Go do it. But don't pile in with 400 other people in a pool. That has nothing to do with any political side, by the way. That's where you don't make it political. That's just stupidity. Okay? The people in the Ozarks are a bunch of morons. Not Republican morons, not Democratic morons. They're just morons. Okay? The morons in Daytona are, that's what they are. They're idiots. They're idiots. They're irresponsible. They're putting everybody else's lives at risk. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not against opening. We got to open. Just keep your distance. Wear your mask. Do responsible things. Don't pack in a theater. They're not open, but even if they were open, and if somebody's trying to approach you, get away from them and tell them, hey, keep your distance. That's all I'm saying. Nothing wrong with that. I don't even shake hands with Bill. See him every day. And we've been shaking hands for 40 years, dude. Hey, what's up? Hey, I'll talk to you later. 8-foot table, he's on the other side. Every time. We're in our studio, he's on the other side of the studio. But he's the only other person outside of my family that I hang out with. He only hangs out with his family. That's it. And he's got his mother and his father he's got to take care of. So we don't hang around any other people. I'm not going to a pool. I wouldn't even be in that pool anyway with no COVID. But still, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'll enjoy my freedoms. Like I told them, hey, you know, let's go to Cape Canaveral and go see it. Do you think we would have hung out with anybody? No. He and I would have been in the car. We go right to Cape Canaveral. I think the wife actually wants to go too. And go watch the thing and drive right back. Don't touch anybody. Don't hang out with anybody. Just watch the shuttle take off and come right back. That's it. By the way, you want to do it? Or do we risk Saturday or Sunday? Because it's Saturday or Sunday.
Well, Saturday I've got the AT&T guy coming to upgrade.
Oh, okay. So then we got to hope for a rain out, and then we'll go Sunday.
Sunday I have to go to my storage unit.
All right, you suck.
I mean, think about this.
All right, you suck.
I have to go to my storage unit
to create
a new account to move my stuff down the hall to a new unit.
I think the wife wants to go. Now I have to convince her to go. So since you're not going to go, I'll make sure the wife goes.
Maybe I could get that done. You know what? Saturday's off. What I'll try to do is do the storage thing Saturday afternoon after the AT&T guy upgrades
Well, that's if it rains out on Saturday that they push it to Sunday, then we can go.
Okay, so we need the rain to happen again?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's like 3:30 Saturday and 3 o'clock Sunday are the windows. I think that's what they said.
Okay. We need some rain on
Much
Saturday.
Much nicer day today, at least.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think about that. No rain. No dark clouds in the sky.
It's a beautiful thing.
What the hell is going on here?
Drubo, by the way, chiming in on a super chat.
I know that, dude.
Where'd you get this?
Super chat.
Oh, gnarly.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Thank you, Drubo. Appreciate you, my man, chiming in on the super chat as always. Very nice of you. Game Over 954 says 1% increase in the unemployment rate will cause 37,000 deaths, including 20,000 heart attacks, 920 suicides, 650 homicides, 4,000 state mental hospital admissions, and 3,300 state prison admissions. Okay, got it. I'm not saying to stay home. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I have no problem opening up. I want to open up. I just want all of us to be safe. That's all. I don't want you hanging out in a pool in the Ozarks. Let me ask you, out of the 116 people that are on the chat board right now, all of you saw that pool scene in the Ozarks, right? I think you've all seen that scene, right? It's like 400 people in a pool. They're all on top of each other, all over each other, right? I just want to ask, out of curiosity, how many of you are willing to do what they did? Right now, this weekend, go hang out with 400 people, no masks, hanging out at the pool there. I want to know how many of you are willing to do that. Please tell me. No. If you haven't seen it, grab your phone since you're listening and watching the show, whatever, and go look at, you know,
I didn't see any of them.
Ozarks pool.
Oh, I didn't see any of them smoking a J to kill the corona.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that too. Yeah. I don't know. Is Missouri legal or not? I don't know if they're recreational or not. So how many of you would do that? I just want to know. I wonder how many have that mindset that you would actually do it. We got another super chat in, and it's a second one by Michael Mata today. We got two folks chiming in twice.
In what?
Super chat.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super chat. Michael Mata goes, Bill doesn't suck. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Pat in Asheville goes, oh, Bill, want to go see the launch? Bill, can't. I got to return some videotapes. They're basically making fun of you for turning down a launch. And, you know, Pat is in Asheville, so he's got, like, no shot at going. You are, like, a two-hour drive away. And you're like, screw it, whatever. Why am I going to see one of the wonders of the world, a rocket launch into space? What the hell? Why am I going to watch that?
I will juggle. We will do this. We'll have to. Yeah. We need to get out. Dude, we need to get on the road. We have not done anything since UFO, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, serious.
I know.
For us, you and thank God we have this. Thank God we have you guys, because if not, we would be like in some serious trouble.
Big time. George Albanese says, 100% regarding politics, Big O, be open-minded. Always remember that each political party has an agenda that coincides with what they push for. So sad. Yep. Yep. That's why I don't pick either side. Never do. Both sides suck. Does Bill in the basement at his parents' house? That's what it sounds like.
No, man, we're in Florida. There aren't any of those.
No basements. I don't fear death. I just don't want to be around that many people, period. Corona. Billy Batson says party time. Ian from Brooklyn says hard pass. EMADA says nah. Billy Batson goes, I fear no death. I just want people to be able to go back to work. I'm with you, right? Just be responsible. Miguel Garcia says, not me. Mark McIntyre, not me ever. Call of Duty 1 says, hell no. Tommy Italian 305 for life says, raining every day here. Oh, it's not raining now. It might be raining where you're at, Tommy, but here in Hollywood, at least, it's actually pretty nice. It's a nice sun out there, man. They do have a nice one out there. So, all right. Oh, did you guys see Phil Mickelson he wants to do the match three now. He wants to do this as a permanent thing now because they had the first match. Then they had matched, you know, the first match was just Tiger and Phil. Okay. And that was but this one was actually kind of fun when you add Brady and Peyton Manning to the mix. Now, here's the thing that I have my issue with all of this is, the TMZ story says, could Michael Jordan be the next legend to hit iron shots with Phil Mickelson against Tiger Woods? The lefty sure as hell wouldn't mind seeing it because Phil says he's trying to make the match an annual event now, hoping to get guys like MJ, Steph Curry to participate. He goes, I think you could showcase guys like Steph and Michael and Tony Romo or Patrick Mahomes, who are all good golfers, elite talents, and have great personalities, Mickelson told the LA Times. Match two was a wild success over the weekend. Those personalities are going to come out with this event, or you could have someone who loves the game and is competitive but is really entertaining like Larry David and Bill Murray. I think that could shine. I love this idea. And I said it on Monday that I want more of these because I love what it brings to the table. There's only one part of this story that I'm going to tell you would suck. Okay? Michael Jordan. It would be a thing. We would love it, all of that. Michael Jordan doesn't have any personality publicly. He doesn't bring it. He didn't bring it like in the documentary. It was more about his response to certain questions and things like that that they were prodding and trying to find out about his life and all that. So he talked about it. And I'm sure Michael can talk some smack on the court or on the course privately. But it's, you know what it's like? I'll give you an example. And this one's a little blasphemous on my part that I'm going to say this. But I got to say, because I'm brutally honest and, you know, and he's my boy and I love him to death. Dan Marino is the guy you want to hang around with at a sports bar, have a beer, and BS with off the air. In the middle of a game, he's probably intense and, you know, he's willing to rip people. But when you put him in a public-like setting, he clams up. And he's conservative and he doesn't go all out. And his broadcast career lasted as long as it did because he's Dan Marino, because he's good looking, but not because he was actually pulling a Charles Barkley, dropping some incredible insight, or he never really did that. He was kind of blah when he was on the air. I hate to say it, but I got to be honest. And Dan never really pushed any envelopes when he was on the air. He never ripped into coaches that were wrong or GMs that were wrong or if players were wrong. You know, it was like when he was a player. You might have seen him ripping somebody on the field. But then when Dan got to the press conference, he never ripped anybody. He never threw anybody under the bus. He took the high road every single time. No matter how bad it might have been, even with Jimmy, he took the high road. And that's great in the sense of being a man and a professional and all of that. But as an entertainer, as a broadcaster, it's suicide. And Dan wasn't great television. He was great television to watch, but as an analyst, he was just a guy. For a guy that was great as a player, he was just a guy as a broadcaster. And to me, Michael Jordan is the same guy. Behind the scenes, no cameras, no reporters, you're going to have a blast with Michael Jordan and Dan Marino because they can be themselves and they're comfortable. But then you bring in the camera and the reporter and Michael Jordan and Dan Marino clam up. And they're not going to open up and they're not going to be colorful. And so to me, Michael Jordan would not really be that good. It's kind of, Tom Brady's a stiff also. Tom Brady doesn't have much personality. You brought some of it out because of Barkley brought it out of him. But really, it was Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning carrying the whole thing. Because Tiger's the same way. You probably could get Tiger in a corner somewhere, have a couple drinks with him, and, you know, maybe he'll let a bunch of F-bombs fly and have some fun. Then when he comes in front of a camera, Tiger, boring, clams up. Some guys are like that. It's not a knock on Marino. It's not a knock on Jordan. It's not a knock on Tiger Woods. They're all great in their own way, but they're really not great television for the entertainment purposes. Outside of their talents. Yeah, you want to watch Marino play. You don't watch Tom Brady play. You don't watch Tiger Woods play. But you don't want any of them trying to entertain you on television. Not going to happen. So I love the Steph Curry one. Steph Curry will definitely give you color, bro. Okay? Peyton Manning, tons of color. I love that. Tony Romo will be also colorful. Michael Jordan, he's not going to bring it, bro. It's just a matter of watching Michael play golf and all that. But really, you know, it's if you look at the Tom Brady thing, it only worked out because of the other guys and Charles Barkley. But if that event had to be covered personality-wise by Brady and Tiger Woods, oh, forget it, bro. It's over. Done. So I love Mickelson's idea, but I just think that you got to do it the right way with the right people, and you've got to use people that are characters. If you're going to put somebody out there, put a character out there. Michael Jordan, Dan Marino, Tiger Woods, not characters. They're just not. Big O, you want to go to lunch? Bill, nah. Oxygen Network has a Golden Girls marathon. Also, have to pay my D&D figurines. Now, D&D is Dungeons and Dragons, right? Because that's how I'm understanding it. I just want to, because I'm going totally geek and old, Dougie Fresh. D&D's got to mean Dungeons and Dragons, right?
I think so.
It's got to be, right? Okay, that's good.
Game I never played. Did you ever do that?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did?
Yes, I played. Yeah, man. Me, Isidro, Guille, Jeff. Yeah, I think those were the four guys that were playing.
The only thing I know about Dungeons and Dragons was taught to me Big Bang Theory.
Okay, yes, of course. Of course.
When Wolowitz does all the voices.
Yeah.
And that
we
was cool.
Dude, we played Dungeons and Dragons when it first came out. Like, I think that was like late 70s, I want to say. Yeah. In fact.
Damn, you were in on the ground floor.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Look it up for me. What year did Dungeons and Dragons start? And I'm telling you, it was late 70s. I'm pretty sure we were playing Dungeons and Dragons in the late 70s. Isidro, who was the bigger geek out of all of us, he was the guy that brought it to the table and was telling us about it. And then, like, all right, let's give it a chance. And I don't remember anymore. Again, I was a child, man. I was a kid back in those days. I want to say I got to, like, 12th or 14th level something.
1974.
Yeah, told you. Told you. Yeah, man. Yeah, because I don't think people realize that it started in the 70s. I think people think it's like an 80s, almost 90s game, Dungeons and Dragons. And it's actually a 70s game. Yeah. No doubt. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Craig Mish is going to join us here at 110. We're going to talk a little baseball because baseball has been very, very good to me. Let's ask him, will baseball get going or will they screw it up? And we'll talk about the Marlins, too. A nice, classy move by the Marlins. Craig Mish joins us next, live from Toyota of Hollywood.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.